Time now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I'm still not quite sure how you guys came back to tie last Saturday night, but this point of the season, battling for points, who the heck cares how? It's all about results right now, isn't it?
Absolutely, Schultzy. And there's some games earlier this year that we played that we probably should have got points and we didn't. And sometimes, again, you know, sometimes things don't go your way and sometimes they go our way and they went our way, obviously, last Saturday night.
What was the mood of the team like in the dressing room after the second period last Saturday?
Well, I don't know if there was much of a mood from the standpoint of, we realized, again, we're down two goals. You're playing a team that obviously when I think they're undefeated, when they're ahead of after two periods, maybe one loss. But, again, they got a very good record. They play very well with a lead. And, we just kind of basically talked about them. We just had to play some desperation hockey, and we felt we did that, and we got the result.
You guys needed to pull the goalie, and then there was penalties and matching penalties, and wasn't a typical extra attacker situation, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was such a situation where it's nice to have if you're going to pull your goalie, you'd rather do it 5-on-4 versus 6-on-5. There's more space to make plays, and the guys converted right there, and it was a big goal by Harms.
More when we return. Bonusa pregame show right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Played Michigan Tech earlier this year, Tom. Outshot him. Probably outplayed him. Didn't get any results. You expecting the same hard-working team that we saw earlier this year?
Well, they're even a better team than they were in the fall. Just take a look at what they've accomplished since then. They've got a couple guys with 34, 35 points. Patan, Carroll. A couple guys who just surpassed the 100-point plateau in their career, and Carroll and Pietola. They have a lot of offense. They have more than two lines that can score, and they're a team that has confidence right now. They scored a lot of goals last weekend, 15, 16 goals last weekend, Schultzy, and you hope that obviously again that they used up a lot of their goals, but none of us have that crystal ball.
In an 11-1 game, is it even worth it to watch the film of that game? Because obviously things got away from Huntsville.
There's certain things you have to watch, but there's certain things we didn't watch. Brian, you're exactly right. You have to sit there and try to pick and choose right there, and I thought we just wanted to look at more structure on their special teams than anything.
They scored 8 power play goals last weekend, which is a ridiculous number. Was it just their night, or were they doing something special that night, that weekend?
They could move the puck. I mean, like, you got to watch yourself. Like, you better not get extended against them. They spread it out. They move the puck. They go cross seam very well. Again, if you get extended with your defenseman or you get extended with your slot coverage killer, you can get in trouble right there, and they can seam you pretty good. So we're going to have tight coverage right there. There's no question about it, and we talked about that. And they possess the puck very well. So we'll see what happens. Again, they had 3 power play goals against us that week, and they swept us too, and that was the difference.
Earlier this week was National Signing Day for football. Hockey is unique that you're recruiting younger kids than virtually any other sport. You're getting guys committed earlier. National Signing Day isn't as big of a deal. It's not such a chaotic deal for hockey as it is for football. Is hockey getting to the point, though, where you're starting to recruit such young guys and there's been so many commits and decommits that the format needs to change a little or not?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it too heavily because, again, our rules are our rules. I think the biggest thing that we talk about, with a hockey group down in our convention in Florida more than anything is just the poaching that can go on in football and basketball. I mean, it is. It's crazy. It's aggressive till they get that fax sent to them. It's very, very aggressive. And where teams are actually, again, they're outwardly recruiting committed players. We don't do that. Once a kid verbally commits, we have a gentleman's agreement, and obviously, again, I'll say that loosely, a gentleman's agreement that we don't call that student athlete. But there's so many things that get done behind the scenes right now. This coach will sit there and call another coach and say he wants to decommit or whatever. And so, I mean, some of that stuff's happening in our sport, Brian, but it's nearly not the extent it's happening in basketball and football. Will it ever get that way? Probably not, but it's getting to the point now when you recruit young kids. I mean, what's a commitment sometimes, with a 10th grader is what I'm getting at.
There have been some college coaches that have flat out said, I'm not going to honor that gentleman's agreement. It's a big monkey in the wrench, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it creates, obviously, a little turmoil amongst your association, amongst your teams, mostly when you only have 59 teams. And, You know, but you know what? People have said that, but they haven't. Those same teams who have said that, they haven't really outwardly called these kids. And a lot of times, I understand where they're coming from a little bit. When a 10th grader is committing, why can't you keep recruiting that 10th grader? He's a 10th grader. He's 16 years old. And things change. But our sport is also unique where we recruit 19 and 20-year-olds. We're recruiting kids who have obviously graduated from high school. And there's not one college coach that says if a 19-year-old commits, we're going to leave him alone because everybody, he was that person, again, was fair game to everybody. A 10th grader's not because, again, you can't call a 10th grader until, you know, January of his sophomore year. So it gets to be a sticky point right there, Schultzy.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, pal.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.